us pray, prayer together on our knees. Let us pray, prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you to another edition of The Bible Speaks. We always look forward to an opportunity to read God's Word and share it with you. Today, I want to begin a series for this week titled, God Heard Your Requests, But You Have to Grow to Get It. And it is based on Proverbs 19, verse 21. Reading from the English Standard Version, it reads, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Sometimes when we do not receive what we are asking for from God, we feel that he is not listening. But I'm here to tell you that he certainly heard you, but he also sees you. As the one who built you, God knows exactly what you're capable of and will bless you accordingly. If you're not a person who manages money well, he gives you just enough, and sometimes not enough. But the difference between not enough and more than enough of anything in your personal life is your growth. We have to be the person who is capable of handling what we are asking God for. But the thing is, we don't know how he will bring us the blessing. What we have to do is correct our perspective. We must understand our purpose and how we bring glory to God. I want to share with you how I'm approaching my growth in hopes that it may inspire you to lean into God more and take advantage of the unbelievable resource he is. In order to grow, we must have great proficiency in three areas: mindset, skill set, and toolkit. And this is what we will discuss this week. And I look forward to hearing from you in regards to anything that I've said and that you need clarity on or thoughts that you want to share yourself. Number one is mindset. Who am I? Romans 12, chapter 2 reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is so important that we have the proper mindset in order to move through life as humans. Our spiritual lives are strengthened through our faith and through God's grace. But on earth, we have to have emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, relational intelligence, and leadership intelligence in order to properly treat one another the way God would have, and also to bring God glory through our helping others. So let's look at emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is about self-awareness. It's about taking into consideration who you are. And by who you are, I mean knowing the things that causes you to be the person that you are. It's about the ability to take a deep look inside and prayerfully consider your personality. And the reason that we do that is we have to have the ability to interact with others, which comes from our ability to understand ourselves. What are the things that trigger you? What are the things that make you happy? What are the things that cause you to be fearful? Once we have an understanding of those things, it gives us the ability to be able to manage it. And whether that is through help from a professional, from prayer and fasting and meditating. But getting an understanding of who we are emotionally gives us the ability to build better relationships with others, because we know when we get into situations that may cause us to act outside of God's will, how to manage that, how not to put ourselves into situations where we are living beneath what God would have us do. Having proper emotional intelligence also helps us when we experience challenges in life. When we think about going through valley experiences, it usually happens in one of three ways. One, God sent it. There are times when the Holy Spirit tries to motivate us through inspiration, a quickening of our spirit, but we don't always listen. So, in response, God sends us an experience. Now, it's not an experience that we like many times, but the point of the experience is to give you knowledge and insight into what it was he was trying to get your attention about. The second one is what I affectionately call life-lifing. There are things that we go through in our lives that are simply a part of our human existence. We didn't do anything to cause it. It's not a point of chastisement, but just due course. There are things that happen that we aren't even involved in. The person that runs through a stop sign and hits your car may not have anything to do with you. It's just a part of life. The third are the times when God gives Satan permission to challenge you, that he has so much confidence in your ability to maintain your faith and move through challenges presented by the enemy, that he will allow it to come. But having a proper emotional intelligence allows us to not let those challenges keep us from being able to pour into the lives of other people, to maintain a level of peace that will allow us to be used by God. Spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is when we lean into God, when we open our ears, open our minds, and open our hearts to hearing from God. Some call it a sixth sense. We do have intuition, which God has given us as a onboard warning system for things that may cause us harm. But spiritual intelligence is about receiving the words from the Holy Spirit, whether it be through something audible, whether it be through a person who comes and confirms something that the Lord has placed upon your heart, and just hearing from God in general. I've had people say to me that they don't hear from God, but I want to say to you that we have to turn into God's frequency. He is always speaking to us, but are we always listening? We have to be tuned into God's frequency and looking for his voice. But let me tell you, it may not come to you like the burning bush or the rumbling at Mount Sinai. More times than not, it's going to be in your head and it's going to sound like you. But the difference between an intuition and a word from God is that the word from God is talking to you. And so it's in the third person. So what do I mean by that? A good example is I was leaving the house the other day on my way to the office, and the Holy Spirit said, "Hey, weren't you supposed to carry these notes over to this meeting?" And I was like, "Oh, you're so right. Thank you so much." And I went back in and got it. See, talking to you. There are times when someone says something to you and you go to respond and the Holy Spirit says to you, "I don't know that that is the best answer. If you do say that, won't there be some ramifications behind it?" And you think better and you don't say it. That is spiritual intelligence. When we open our mind to hearing from God, what we find is that he wants to be involved in as much of your life as you will have him be involved in, from the greatest details to the smallest. And that recognition is the beginning of spiritual intelligence. Relational intelligence. As you have a better understanding of your emotional intelligence and lean into spiritual intelligence as the guide for your life, then that leads to better relationships. And relational intelligence, it takes that one step further in that there are people in your lives for different reasons. God has gifted you with talents, and he has gifted you with a specific purpose. And the relational intelligence is understanding where a person that you are interacting with falls. So they can be a friend, they can be an associate, they can be an assignment, or they can be a mentor. And what happens is you take every encounter and ask yourself which they are. And this isn't being done so that you can segregate people or shut people out, but it's done so that you can be more effective in your purpose. So if they are an assignment, then you are to be spirit-led and ask God to show you what it is that they are to receive from you. If they're a friend, that's someone that you are going to do life with, that you are calling with, that you spend time with, and your responsibility to them is simply to love them in the way that God loves you and to support them and to help them through this journey. If they are a mentor, you are to listen. You are to seek the wisdom that God sent them to you to impart. This type of relationship intelligence will allow God to send a wider variety of people to you so that they can be blessed by you. But keep in mind, the types of relationships are separate. Sometimes we get into situations where someone who was simply an assignment is endearing to us, and we want to have a deeper relationship that wasn't intended. And so this is also where spiritual intelligence will come into it, because in all of your interactions, you should seek the discernment of God first. It will help you better determine what the relationship is about and what you are to do as part of that relationship. Leadership intelligence. Leadership intelligence is perhaps one of the most important parts of our dealing with others, especially if we are in an supervisory position or management position. It gives us the perspective of what God expects from us as leaders. And one of the things that we have to understand is that we are to produce fruit from every relationship that we're in, and we're to give God glory out of every relationship we're in. And so leadership intelligence is about understanding that this life isn't about you. It's about pouring into other people's lives. Good leaders build more leaders. We take the inspiration and education that we receive from God, and we pour it into others to show them how to then bear fruit. That we then are discipling the Word of God through individual interactions. The more clear we are, the clearer we can help others be on their purpose and the will of God. And person by person, city by city, we can have the opportunity to take back what the enemy in the world has stolen and bring the full glory of God into every situation that we find ourselves. So brothers and sisters, this concludes the Bible Speaks for today. And I look forward to discussing the rest of this conversation with you as we move through the week. Thank you and God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.